news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled Questions and Answers.
Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, put this question to Jesus, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her. And likewise, all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her. Jesus said to them, The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known when he called Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive. The scribes told Jesus that he has spoken well. Questions and Answers. This passage begins as a question and answer event between those who want to score a gotcha and a person of wisdom who wants to teach. Although they ask the question, the Sadducees don't really want to know the answer, do they? They have no interest in resurrection. They just want to win. Don't we recognize ridicule like this? We see it often in political performances when outrageous exaggerations of something a rival has said is designed not for information, but to present the rival as a fool. Maybe in this overwhelmingly political season, what we need to take away from this scripture passage is the calm and respectful manner in which Jesus speaks to the Sadducees. We are told that Jesus' words were accepted and welcomed by the scribes in the audience, a result that I believe rarely happens in today's politics. The usual outcome is for each opponent to retreat in self-awarded triumph to his or possibly her corner, claiming victory and making the space between them a little larger, a little more forbidding than it was before. I want to apply this particular controversy to today's politics. I want to, but I can't. I'm stuck on the Sadducees' silly marriage without childbirth story because it brings to my mind the right to life, right to abortion question responsible for so much anger and alienation in our church today. Do I have a solution to that question? No. But I keep coming back to the presence of Jesus in today's scripture passage, to the respect he shows the Sadducees, even as he disagrees with them. And I wonder about a possible discussion between one, a right-to-life person willing to respectfully consider the pain a woman considering abortion feels when she is told her body is not truly her own to do with as she judges right, and two, a right-to-choose person willing to respectfully consider the courageous existence of a tiny bit of life within a womb fighting for his or her right to grow into a person. Would any answers emerge from such a discussion? I don't know. But maybe the space between the two points of view could be made a little smaller. Maybe a climate of listening could be a breeding ground for understanding and possibly compassion for the other. Does this make sense? It isn't necessary to hate what another person is going through, even if you don't agree with the cause of it. I know that's true, but I haven't heard it said lately.
Oh,